This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed Zulu. Change your mind.
I'm Jeff Van West, and I'm standing in Hangar C with James McCarthy, who brought a spider all the way from New Zealand. James, can you describe to me what we're looking at here?
Sure. What we're looking at is a plastic injection molded enclosure that's roughly 6 inches long. And this enclosure is able to send your position from anywhere in the world back to our servers so you can track exactly where your aircraft are.
So that's the box, and then there's a cable going to some kind of controller. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, sure. We've got an optional keypad, which is about the size of 3 postage stamps. And from that, we have 3 extra functions that you can use. Now, the first function that we've got is called Spider Watch. Spider Watch, when active, actively checks that the points from the unit are still coming into our server. The idea here is that you take off, the server sits there and watches that you're still flying, and when you land, you hit the cancel button, and you've obviously had a safe flight. If, on the other hand, something goes wrong along the way and the points stop coming into the web server, the website recognizes that those points have stopped coming in and sends alerts out to people so that they then know to go and check the website and find out what's gone wrong. The next function that we have is a radius function. So if you're flying locally and you don't want to be tracked or you don't need to be tracked, you can disable that tracking within perhaps a 20-mile radius. If you then fly outside that radius, the tracking will resume, but until then, you're not tracked. The third function is a mark button, so you can put pre-canned messages such as taking off, landing, the weather's turned bad, or I need fuel on the map so that you can refer back to them later, or so that other people watching the track can see what's happening.
Now, how would you put those messages on with just a one single button that says mark?
You can press the button once, twice, or up to 4 times in a row. Okay, so you press the button once and your first message will come up. And if you press the buttons 4 times, you have a second between each time that you press it. So if you press them 4 times, your 4th message will come up.
And all that's optional. You could just put it in your airplane and the servers would track where the airplane traveled around the world. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. You don't need the keypad. It's just optional. So without the keypad, the unit will sit there and transmit at... Most customers choose something along the lines of a 3-minute update rate. So every 3 minutes, it'll send out your location, and whoever's sitting on the internet will be able to see exactly where you are in real time.
That data sits on your servers. How long is it accessible?
That data is accessible forever. We leave it there indefinitely. If you choose to delete it, that's fine. You can go in there and delete it if you don't want anyone to see it or you don't need it anymore. But other than that, the data forms a permanent logbook, effectively, of all the flying that you've done. So it's listed by date and time, and then it also shows you the duration of the flight.
How much does the unit cost in US dollars, and when will it be available?
The units are available immediately through either an Artex dealer or a Cessna parts dealer. And at the moment, we're running a special. They're $1,995. That's normally the price for the unit on its own, but at the moment, you get a free keypad. They cost $19.95 a month to connect to the Iridium network, and then you pay around about $1.50 or $2 an hour to run them, depending on the update rate that you select.
And is there any cost for your services, for the data on the servers, a subscription fee to SpiderTracks?
No, there's no additional cost. Those costs come to SpiderTracks, and we deal with the connection to Iridium. So those are the only costs that the user sees.
And if someone wanted to find out more, how would they find you? What's your website?
People can come and visit us online at www.spidertracks.com, or they can give us a call or come and see us here at Oshkosh. We're in booth 3062 in Hangar C.
Thanks a lot, James. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So have you changed your mind about who has the world's best headset? Come by our tent outside Hangar B and see why Zulu's comfort, sound quality, and A&R is better than anything else you've ever tried. It also has Bluetooth connectivity and works with either battery or panel power. There's also a helicopter model. No other headset delivers the complete Zulu package.